What's going on, chat? It's me. Would you believe me if I told you that we had technical issues? I don't know what happened. But for some reason, even though I was monitoring the audio the whole time and it sounded good the whole time we were recording, when I played the mic audio back, it sounded horrible. It just sounded awful. I don't know what happened. So, you know, good news. We had the camera running, obviously, because we have the video component now. So the camera audio is what we're working with for this episode. It doesn't sound amazing, but it sounds way better than the mic audio turned out to sound. So sorry about that. Won't be a problem next time. We'll get it fixed and everything will be hunky-dory. But uploads should be consistent for the rest of the year. Neither of us are going on tour again until next year. So we should be chilling to upload every week. Sorry about the absence, but we're back. So your favorite Fall Out Boy podcast is back and we're not going anywhere. So watch the damn episode.
I told a guy on the road to kill himself while I was driving over here.
I've done that before.
Oh no, like he heard me.
Oh, awesome.
The weather was so shitty and I was stopping at crosswalks because that's what you do.
Yeah.
When the weather's shitty and you're driving on back roads, and he kept honking at me, and I pulled up to a stoplight, and he pulled up next to me, and I was like, "What?" And he's like, "You're stopping for no reason," and I went, "You baby, there's no reason." and he was like, "Fuck you, motherfucker," and I went, "Kill yourself." So,
holy.
I got therapy tomorrow. It's all good.
Yeah, you know, classic. Yeah.
From, I got a therapy session from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh.
No, I'm
marathoning this shit.
It's just at 11 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Or wait, no. 11 a.m. I have therapy at 11 a.m.
Okay. I was going to say 11 p.m. is pretty late.
11 p.m. is very late for any medical professional.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, Carson.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
It's been a while.
Hi, guys.
It has been too long.
It's been, I don't know how many weeks it's been.
Oh, wild. Thank you for being patient with us. We just straight up forgot to backlog, and normally we're pretty all right at doing that. So. Yeah,
and then, you know, we tried to do one remote.
Yep.
But
the mojo was not there.
Mojo wasn't there. Vibes were off.
Were off for sure.
It's way harder to do that, to do this when we're not in the same room.
Yeah.
So just wanted it to be like good, I guess. Can you back up a little bit more? Just a little bit.
Okay, fine.
Like I can tell from here it's unbalanced.
I can tell from here it's unbalanced.
You can tell from here it's unbalanced. I went to film school.
How's that? How's that?
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Yeah, that works. There you go.
Yeah. Do you know the amount of people that care?
Me.
It's a good point. Yeah, no. Now that I'm thinking about it, when I'm editing audio and there's like a part where we're talking over each other too much, or like when the guest is talking over each other too much, I'm like, oh man, but I could make this so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, welcome back
to the Scene to Scene. It's a podcast. I'm one of your hosts,
smooth as hell.
Carson Pace, he him pronouns,
and I'm Pete Wentz. Peter awesome. Joseph Wentz.
Peter.
I don't think that's his middle name.
I don't know either.
Jelly Belly?
Jeremy Lee Renner.
Pete Jelly Belly Wentz.
Peter Penis Parker.
Ooh, yeah. That's a Lyle McDouchebag joke?
No.
No?
I'm thinking of, well, I mean, it might be, but like.
Peter Penis Parker?
Peter Penis Parker. Well,
Pickle Piper.
Peter Penis Parker picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Come on.
How many pickled peppers did Peter Penis Parker pick?
Peter Penis Parker, Peter Penis Parker, Peter Penis Parker.
Yeah.
It's a waltz. Peter Penis Parker, Peter Penis
Parker. It's a three. Holy shit.
What the fuck?
But I was thinking about that scene in Spider-Man Homecoming. When Flash is like DJing at the party,
Peter Penis Parker.
Well, no,
he doesn't say that.
Ned like calls him, and Peter's like, "Dude, I just fucking found like an alien space frog. I'm coming back to the party." And Ned's like, "Don't bother." And then he like points the phone out, and Flash is going like, "When I say penis, you say Parker. Penis Parker. Penis Parker."
Okay, word.
Yeah.
I think I only saw Homecoming once.
I like it a lot.
I'm sure it's charming.
It grew off me, and then it grew back on me.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I forget which Marvel movie I was going to watch recently, but I was like, I want to watch that movie right now, and I don't remember what it was. I think it was maybe Winter Soldier. It probably wasn't that.
Winter Soldier is a good one, though.
Winter Soldier is a good
one.
From
what I remember.
I think Civil War is all right, too. Yeah. I think that movie's pretty good.
When I first saw Civil War...
It's a movie.
When I was 16 years old. It's been a while.
Okay.
I walked out of the theater going like, that's a 10 out of 10, baby.
Sure.
I don't hold that opinion now, but I still do like
it. I mean, I used to think Winter Soldier was a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And now I think if I watch it on TV, I'd just like giggle at so many... I don't know. Do you ever hear techno babble in a show and just start laughing hysterically?
Oh, yeah.
It happens to me with everything except Star Trek.
Because
I'm like, this is cool, actually.
It's like they're supposed to.
They're supposed to be fucking. Dwarves. No. No. You know what? No.
Kirk is
it's
cool.
It's awesome.
It's
it's actually cool.
Star Trek is really cool, guys.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Chris Pine.
The whole thing with the, just not to date this episode for people who are listening in the future, but
we are recording this August 29th.
Yes. Oh yeah, that reminds me, I have something to tell you about on the show.
Oh,
on the show. So it's content. It's a conversation of ours that I want to have with you that we can then turn into content.
Okay.
So
for our wonderful paying off.
Thank God.
God.
If
I had to talk to this motherfucker any longer
for free,
I would have killed myself, honestly.
The Linkin Park countdown thing happened.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if you know, but, like, I mean, of course you know, the clock started going back up after 100 hours.
That's really funny.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
I didn't know that happened.
Not funny for Carson Pace, the person, you know, whose favorite band.
Did it just hit zero and then just go 1, 2?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And count it up to 9 minutes and 5 seconds. So they're making an announcement on September 5th. And the LP Underground thing, which I'm still a part of from when I signed up in 8th grade, sent out a, like, ticket notification thing. So it was like...
do they have, like, an Apple Wallet thing going?
No. What?
Oh, okay. Well, everything has one. Or like they have the EEE pass.
No.
And
no,
they have like early notification.
Oh, it had nothing to do with my Apple Wallet, but it was basically that. Like, I saw a few people get like the ticket presale link for I believe September 6th. Because September 5th is a Thursday, and concert tickets usually go on sale on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So this was like a pre-sale for the 6th.
Gotcha.
It had a pre-sale code, or maybe it was like the pre-sale code is going to be revealed or something like that. I don't fucking know.
Maybe they're announcing on the 5th and then...
They're announcing on the 5th and then pre-sale's probably on the 6th and then actual sales are on the 7th is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
Which is annoying because then it becomes an announcement for an announcement. For a pre-sale for a show.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying. But the counter started going up, and I was in a group chat with Ian Riley, formerly of the former and future guest of this podcast.
So true.
I was in a group chat with him, and I just immediately said, in before Ian says, actually, it's cool that they did that.
And did he say that?
He was like, you beat me, dude.
Oh, that's Ian for you.
Yeah, that's an Ian thing for sure.
I love that. But he is so predictable sometimes.
I saw Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins last night.
Oh, you were there?
Yes, I was.
Nice.
There.
How was it?
Did phenomenal. Like, you know, Smashing Pumpkins, I'll get that conversation out of the way because it's pretty funny. I think they still want to play music. Because during the songs, they looked like they were having fun. And they sounded great. But in between songs, Billy Corgan didn't talk between any of the songs.
Mm.
Very Billy Corgan thing to do. I wasn't expecting him to. I don't care. There were a couple of times during the songs where he was like, you know, like, so happy to be in Atlanta! And then he'd, like, go back to strumming, you know, a chord or whatever. James Iha was then, all the stage venture was directed to him. And just like probably some of the worst stage venture I've ever heard in my life. Where he was like, man, it's hot up here.
That's it.
And then like another song would pass and he'd go, Hot Lanta. Nothing else. And then, like, he said Hotlanta, and then they played, I want to say, like, a kind of longer song. What's the, gosh, I wish I knew the name of it. I used to be a little boy. That one.
You're pulling a lot of Smashing Pumpkin knowledge from my brain that I don't have.
Oh, really?
I haven't listened to a whole Smashing Pumpkins record in full. I do own...
You're doing yourself a disservice.
I own one of them.
Which one? Siamese Dream?
Melancholy? I think so. No, Siamese Dream.
Okay.
I
Siamese Dream has Cherub Rock, so you should throw that on, but...
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
We're recording a podcast. But, so no, they finished... God, I forget what that song is called. The killer in me is the killer in you.
It might be what it's called.
Amazing song.
For all I know.
It might be called Killer in You. I have no idea. I listened to that album all the way through and don't look at the track listing. So I love that record. It's a very important record to me. But they finished playing that song, which is a pretty long song. And James Iha goes, yeah, I watched this Elvis DVD one time where... He's in Atlanta and he gets off stage and he goes, Hot Lanta. So.
Awesome.
This is like so Thank dreadful. You, so dreadful. They sounded great. They had an extra guitar player and an extra vocalist. Who, like, was just, like, dressed in pure, like, Spencer's Gifts pentagram outfit thing.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, this is weird.
Really cool stuff for
really cool.
a 14-year-old to wear.
Yeah, no. I mean, I will say, she wasn't, like, a young woman.
Yeah.
Like, she was still probably, like, 39.
I'm just saying, like, that's a high school outfit.
I just wanted to clarify that Billy Corgan does not have, like, a 21-year-old up there singing his songs with him. Like, it's not like a weird thing like that. They sounded great, but then Green Day went on and let me tell you what, man. I would hate to play before Green Day. Or after, or in any scenario.
Same week as Green Day.
Same week as Green Day, maybe. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, pretty amazing. They played Dookie and American Idiot in full.
Oh, awesome.
It was the 30th anniversary of Dookie and the 20th anniversary of American Idiot.
Damn.
I know.
I wish I could have been there, but I was busy.
Having that realization that, like, an album I've been listening to since it came out is 20 years old. I was like, holy fuck. Yeah. I was like, I'm old. Like, I was like, god damn.
Yeah.
I
had that kind of realization for the first time the other day when Ginger by Brockhampton turned 5.
That's different, though.
It's a little different, but like...
That's as old as our album, our first album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like...
That's not that much time that's passed.
No, it's not, but like, that was the first time I was like, damn, shit's so different.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for real.
Everything has changed. And like, you know, global pandemic happened between now and then, but like, I was still like, damn. The whole world and me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously Dookie holds up because it's like, that record might as well be like an AC/DC record in that it's just like the same four chords just rearranged into different songs at slightly different tempos.
Mm-hmm.
Dookie has aged great. All the hits from it rocked. And then they did like a middle set. They opened, here's what they did, which I loved this move. They opened with a new song with something from Saviors that I didn't fucking know, but some of the younger people in the crowd seemed to know it. I was like, all right, well, this is interesting. And then immediately went into Dookie after playing a new song. And then they did a middle set of like non-Dookie and American Idiot, not hits, deep cuts. I mean, Minority isn't really a deep cut, neither is Brain Stew, but like, it was still like, there were some weird ones in there. There's like Look Ma, No Brains, which is like a song that I was like, that's a Green Day song that like, I barely know the existence of. I only know it because of Maddie. And it was really, really cool. They played Minority, which I had never heard them play, which I thought was really cool. They added 808 drops to Brain Stew. Excellent touch.
Pretty
sort
cool.
Sort of a metalcore version of Brain Stew. And then after the middle set of like kind of deeper cuts that they hadn't played in a while, they played American Idiot in full.
Awesome.
And then closed with Good Riddance. No 21 Guns.
We won.
At the show. We won.
We
yes.
did it.
Yes. And
we got them to stop playing that song.
I turned to Kyle, who I went to the show with, and I was like, dude, what if they just don't play 21 Guns? And he was like, oh shit, they don't have to. He's like, it's not on either record. They might not have to. And they just didn't. And I was like, this is great. Because number one, bad song.
Yeah.
Number two, Billy Joe Armstrong cannot sing it.
Yeah. Did he, was he ever able to, or was it?
No, he's never been able to.
That's awesome.
Kind
of baller to write a song that you can't sing and then play it for 15 years.
Yeah, and also like 21st Century Breakdown is like the sequel album for American Idiot.
Kind of.
Sort of.
It's a sequel kind of in spirit, like not like a direct one, but it's like another concept record, and it's also a double album this time.
Yeah, I've never listened to it.
Me neither.
I'm good on that.
I don't need to listen to all that.
Because you know what's funny is like, I think that Green Day's a pretty easy target to clown on with like the newer music. Mm-hmm. But like, you see them, and they played a 37-song set list last night.
Yeah.
37 goddamn songs. And I wasn't bored or tired or angry for any of it.
That's the thing. Like
it was amazing.
If you're so a band good. That's been playing for as long as they have, and you had as many good records as they had too, you can just play that stuff.
It does. Yeah, it
you doesn't have to play the new shitty stuff.
This is the second time I've seen them since Father of All came out that they played nothing off of Father of All.
I genuinely think they hate that record.
I think they might too.
I don't like because
they've never played anything from it.
Didn't it come out in 2020?
It came out in 2020, okay. And then when Hell Omega came around, they were like, I think the sales of that were like not great starting out. So I think that like maybe they advertised it as like all three bands are playing the hits, which was what that was. Like Weezer played maybe one Van Weezer song. And then everything else was like Red Album and below.
Yeah.
Like Red Album and before, I should say. Like Weezer did not play anything released past 2006. Mm-hmm. Then Fall Out Boy had, you know, a 45-minute set, or maybe they had an hour, and they just breezed through everything. So what's weird is that Weezer and Fall Out Boy were rotating on that tour.
Yeah.
So we went to a show where Weezer was first, and then Fall Out Boy, and then Green Day. Mm-hmm. Which, in my mind, that is the right order.
Yeah.
I'd
say.
Like,
I like Fall Out Boy the best of those three, but that just makes the most sense.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, we've had the discussion on this podcast of which of the three is most embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
The most viral thing we've ever had from this podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Keegan.
Sure.
No. You know what? No.
Fuck you, Keegan.
Fuck you, Keegan. No. Future guest of the pod.
I hope so, man.
I hope so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that of the three, I definitely like Fall Out Boy the most as far as the discography goes. But of the bands that I could sit through a like nearly 3-hour show of, I mean, Fall Out Boy is certainly one of them. But like, Green Day's got enough hits to do it. It's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, they are just like AC/DC or, like, you know, something like that, where, like, the songs are so simple, but, like, it doesn't matter because they all rock and you can sing along to all of them. Mm-hmm. So good.
It's also, it's a really cool thing with Green Day, especially, like, mostly on Dookie from the limited experience I have with their whole mm-hmm. discography, but, like, their songs are so simple, but at the same time, I keep forgetting his name, but their bassist is going
Mike
crazy.
Durnt.
Mike
yeah.
Durnt. He's going crazy style.
You know, you want
on everything.
So, I've seen Green Day three times. 21st Century Breakdown Tour in 2010, which I remember nothing of, mm-hmm. except AFI opening and me being like, well, this band's way cooler. and then Hell Omega, and then now. I did not mean to flick you off.
Fuck you.
Hell Omega, and then now. And like, wait, shit, what were you just saying?
About Mike Durnt going crazy.
Oh, stuff. Yes. Thank you. Every single time I've seen a video of them, every single time I've seen them live before this, Mike Durnt has been playing a Fender P-Bass.
Mm-hmm.
Last night he played all of Dookie on a Gibson Grabber.
I don't even know what that looks like.
You should check it out.
I'm going to look it up.
You should check it out. It's pretty badass.
A
but
Gibson
I was,
Grabber? First
yes.
of all, I hardly know her.
Of course, yeah, I know.
Second of all...
Sounded awesome, though.
Gibson. I'm not saying it correctly at all. Grabber.
Yeah. You accidentally typed in Gibson Groper bass.
No.
Like very different.
Gibson? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This thing is cool as fuck.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. It's fucking dope.
What
yeah.
color was it?
He was playing a like brown one with a black pick guard.
Most of them.
It was
have
very
nice
slick.
Pick guards.
It was very very slick.
That's sick.
I was or no, it's kind of like that TV yellow that you have on your jazz bass. It was that with a black pick guard.
So like this one.
That one.
Yes.
It was
that
awesome.
Is currently going for $1,615 on Reverb right now.
$1,615?
Yep.
Yeah.
$16.15.
Yeah.
Go pick it up right now.
And I was like, what a strange choice. Like, just now, you're deciding, like, I'm going to play Dookie on a Gibson.
I want to switch it up, you know? Feeling
yeah,
spontaneous.
Sure. Trey Cool, still an awesome drummer.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. It was a really good show. And I think that, you know... If you can go catch this tour, you should go do it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Go see the Saviors tour.
Green Day, if you want to give us money to shout out your tour and anything else you have going on, I know we called you the most embarrassing band between you and the Hell Omega tour bands, but...
I thought I called Weezer the most embarrassing band.
No, we settled on Green Day.
Damn.
We will take your money, though.
No, I'll change my opinion. After seeing Green Day the other night, or Green Day last night, Weezer's the most embarrassing.
They kind of have, like I heard, I didn't listen to Saviors, but I heard that the fans at least liked it.
They played two songs from it last night. The one they opened with, which is called The American Dream is Killing Me, which...
Awesome.
Fucking, how do I get the audience to see my eyes roll?
Look at the camera and roll your eyes.
Yeah. You can zoom in on me for that part.
Yeah. We're not used to having video.
No, not yet. They played that song, and then they played another song, I think, called Dead Man Walking, which is a great song.
Also the and name of like, a song by The Script off of their album Science and Faith.
All right. Cool. Is that before or after Hall of Fame on the track listing?
Not the same album.
Yeah, well, it's the only other song I know by them other than Break Even, so.
Well.
Has that band good?
No.
Oh, I thought maybe, like, that band was, like, secretly dope, like The Fray.
No.
But is The Fray secretly dope?
Certainly better than The Script.
Fray's definitely better than The Script. And The Fray's definitely better than One Republic.
Oh, yeah.
One Republic is
better
than the script.
Yeah, unfortunately. One Republic just has
Maroon 5 is better than all three of them.
No. Well,
yeah. Room 5 has two, like, very good records.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that Songs About Jane and It Won't Be Soon Before Long exist because their reputation has been so tarnished.
Oh, yeah, they've definitely...
The dog shit that they've put out.
You know, Claire is on tour with one of them right now?
With one of Maroon 5?
Yeah.
What the hell?
With the black guy who plays keyboards.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the guy who has the perfect level of fame, as I've said before on this podcast. Yeah.
I did see that she was on a tour, and it was, like, very large.
Yeah. She said it's dope. I talked to her on the phone for a little bit the other day. Maroon 5... two good records, I think, makes you better than The Fray. I'm trying to think of other names from that era that are like that. Bastille is probably better than at least One Republic in the script.
I would say Bastille is probably better than all of them.
Not better than Maroon 5.
You gotta take, like...
Bastille has, like, three good songs.
You gotta take the whole picture into account, though. Like, if we're just counting...
The Marshmallow collab, that terrible Flaws song.
Listen, he was the best part of that Marshmallow collab. Marshmallow ruined that collab.
No, it's not. That song's just altogether bad. The best part of that song is that it ends.
I think it's, like... I hate Marshmallow. Let's get that out.
I don't hate him, no.
I think Marshmallow...
He's done a lot for my friends in Bajalvin, so I don't hate him.
Marshmallow as a guy seems super cool.
Yeah, Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Which I now have on my Nintendo Switch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no,
his skins on Fortnite, we should, are pretty cool.
Cool.
Won't lie.
Cool.
The helmet, pretty cool.
Cool.
Putting Bajalvin on stage.
Cool.
Really cool.
Uh-huh.
The music, don't like it.
I don't like the pop stuff, although...
Definitely, okay.
Bajalvin has showed me some, like, more aggressive shit he's done recently, and I've been like, that's cool.
Yeah.
But...
I should make that clarification. I haven't heard any of the newer, heavier stuff. Talking about, aggressive, like, the pop stuff.
Yeah, of course. The pop stuff is bad.
Pop stuff is terrible.
Let's think of more names from that era.
Coldplay? Coldplay's definitely better than
Coldplay. No, take them out of that, because they actually wrote music... I'm talking about, like, music design.
Like, shovelware?
Music,
like,
designed to trick you while you're on Molly. You know,
okay,
what I mean? Yeah.
Okay.
Which is what Pompeii by Bastille is.
I like Pompeii. I think it's pretty
good. I do, because I've done Molly. Hey, that's a good song.
Like, holy.
But if you close your eyes.
But if you close your eyes. If I close my eyes.
What is the ex-ambassadors?
Oh, fuck. They're the bottom of all of them.
Yeah.
Because, like, any of these
I'd
other
rather
ones,
listen to Break Even than any ex-ambassador song.
Yeah.
I don't care that guy's blind.
I haven't heard a single ex-ambassador song that I've liked. And I've heard a song that I've liked from all of the other ones.
Well, they got out of the game and just started writing for Lizzo. That was, like, where their big check came from.
Was writing
for recently Lizzo. Was that they wrote that, like, first Lizzo record with her, I think.
Oh, wow.
Why
couldn't they make any of their songs fun, like Lizzo's music?
Probably because Lizzo has, I mean, just objectively, controversy aside, more talent than them.
So
but,
true,
yeah.
So true. Can play the flute.
Can play the flute, yeah.
Very
I have
well.
A story about that later.
Okay.
no joke. I can't tell it on pod.
Gotcha.
Not because of Lizzo, because of somebody else. But I'm trying to think of more names from that era.
It's tough to remember.
The Struts.
That's not a real one. Magic, with their one song.
Well, that doesn't really count. They only really got one chance.
Yeah. They only
got one chance. I think they put out an album in, like, 2021, where I looked at it, I was like, that's pretty funny, and I didn't listen to it.
Why would you?
Yeah, of course not. Yeah.
Who's, like, shovelware from the late 2000s or early 2010s that just makes some shit?
Because, like, Foster the People wrote a great record. That doesn't count.
I'm
trying to put it into that category of, like, Butch Walker runoff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because...
Some shit that, like, when you see the title, you're like, oh, I remember that song, I think.
You might not like that I'm including them, but AOL Nation?
Yeah.
I feel like lower than Maroon 5, but higher, I'd say, even with Bastille.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll think of more as the show goes on.
Yeah.
We got a song to get to.
That's
actually
true.
Just kidding.
Oh, shit.
We have a snack to get to.
New segment?
That's right. I mean, we did it last time, so.
Yeah. I did see these. For our audio listeners, these are Sour Patch Kids Oreos.
And I can't imagine them being very good.
I can't either. I am anticipating. We should, do a tier list of these snacks. But,
Once we have enough, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to grab one every week. Because I see them constantly. Where I'm like, it's this weird collab.
It's like...
I guess the Skittles one wasn't... I guess the Skittles one was a collab with, Satan and Skittles. But,
Skittles was a collab with the concept
of Skittles fluid. Skittles and L. Yeah.
But, I saw these at the gas station one time when I was, I was getting a snack. Is that ASMR for you guys?
Yeah.
I was looking for a snack, a cheeky little snack. How many are in there?
There's only four in here.
This isn't fucking Reese's Cups, what the hell?
They're Oreos, I want to eat, six of them.
That's insane.
Which I guess is only two more, so.
Well, let's get a look at these. A nice sniff.
Whoa!
What the fuck?
that is a crazy smell.
That's a way sweeter smell than I would have ever expected an Oreo to have.
You know where all these collabs fuck up?
Where?
And this is where Ghost has it right. Is Ghost... By the way...
The metal...
For future snacks on this podcast, we are going to do just snack collabs. Mm-hmm. Where it is two things combined.
I feel like that's a fun rule.
Yes.
Because if we just, if you pull up one day, it was just fucking a little
dense. 10 grams,
It's like, these are good. Okay.
Yeah. Here's where these fuck up. Is it's just the brand. Yeah. It's not this specific flavor Sour Patch Kid.
Oh,
it's
true.
It's just a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah. Let me walk over to the camera and give you a closer look at this. This is, I don't know how in focus that is. It's also cracked as shit, but I don't think that's their fault.
Well,
if you can tell, it's the golden Oreos cookie.
I do rock with
different speckles of rainbow in there,
and then also the cream has little speckles of it in there too.
Yeah,
I rock with the golden Oreo before we go into
The
golden Oreo
rocks.
Is goated.
Yeah,
if I'm depressed. There ain't nothing that a tray of golden Oreos can't fix.
My dad used to buy golden Oreos constantly.
That seems like a your dad move for real.
He's awesome.
Your dad's dope. You ready for this?
Yeah. All right. We should say, I know we commented that these smell crazy. They smell way closer to Sour Patch Kids than
drink did to Skittles.
It's also kind of an overwhelming amount of scent.
Yeah.
Even when this is away.
For something I'm going to put in my mouth, too much smell.
Yeah. It's almost filling the room.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Which is crazy. But I guess no more fucking dilly-dallying.
Let's get into it.
Hold on. Is this good?
I don't know.
So what I'm getting out of this is it tastes more like an Oreo than the smell would lead you to believe. And then you get to the end of it, and there's this strange aftertaste. It's sharp. It's if Sour Patch Kids could be a cheese, that's the aftertaste I'm getting. I'm eating the whole thing, though.
I'm not mad at it.
This is definitely years better than the Skittles drink.
Yeah. Country mile off the Skittles.
That shit was terrible.
Yeah, the Skittles drink was fucking sewage.
I dumped the rest of that out.
Did you?
It was left here after recording.
Scott.
I think Scott might have. Fuck it, I'll take another one.
Yeah.
This is
I'm gonna try the classic Oreo experiment with it. I'm gonna.
The true method.
I'm gonna uncork the guy.
Let's dissect this thing, you know?
This is kinda weird, but are you like it's definitely fruity. Mm-hmm. Like I'm definitely getting like blue raspberry.
Yeah.
Ooh. That bite was a little sour. That's interesting.
Just the cookie alone?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to.
Is fine.
The cookie alone is pretty good.
The cookie alone just tastes like a golden Oreo cookie.
Question, do you eat your Oreos with milk?
Sometimes.
Me too.
Not like...
I can rock with it either way.
Yeah, not every time, but whenever I do it, I'm like, this shit is awesome. I should do it every time.
I also don't think I've bought Oreos in like 2 years.
I bought them like fairly recently, like within the past 6 months.
Sure. Okay.
I get Oreo milkshakes at cookout.
Oh, that counts.
Basically,
yeah.
Every time I go.
That counts. Hang on. Like,
if you don't like eating sounds, this episode is not going to be.
Yeah, I'm going to cut some of that out.
I'm just going for just the cream right now.
The cookie's pretty good. I rock with the cookie. It's like
the cream by itself, not a good idea.
Nope.
That's where all the sharpness is coming from. It's like kind of sour, but like kind of not. Well, it's not like in the way that it's like sweet and sour. Like that's too much. Just the cream by itself is too much. Like the appeal of eating an Oreo is like you get the best of both worlds. Like you can dissect it and it's just as pleasurable of an experience as eating it.
Which is why it's the perfect cookie. Yeah. Milk, I mean, I don't have time to get into the cookie tier list.
Yeah.
I will.
Oreo's up there for sure. Maybe number one. No, there's a little something in the cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
There's a little bit in the cookie. If you could make a blue raspberry Sour Patch Kid LaCroix a cookie.
Yeah, the cookie has the same flavor palette when thinking about Sour Patch Kids that LaCroix has with every flavor.
What drink do you pair it with?
Oh...
I'm going strawberry milk. If I had to pick a milk, strawberry milk.
Definitely not chocolate milk.
Definitely not chocolate milk.
That just sounds like a recipe for...
Chocolate dessert. Shouldn't touch that at all.
No.
No. Chocolate should not be involved in that at all.
Normal milk doesn't feel zesty enough, I guess.
No. I think if you went like with like a whole milk with that, that'd be very filling, but maybe pretty good. I don't know.
Because like whole milk, like... Taste-wise, isn't too far off from 2%. Like, most of it is, like...
You're smoking crack. What are you talking about?
Now, hear me out. Most of the difference with whole milk and 2% is, like, it's a little thicker.
Yeah.
But, like, taste-wise, there's a little more there. But, like, the taste itself is not that different from
2%. Dude, whole milk feels like I'm drinking butter. 2% does not feel that way at all.
Well, like, we're adults, so we don't drink milk by the glass anymore. Like,
I'm kind of craving a glass of milk right now, but that's because my mouth is so dry from the damn cookie.
Mm.
I'm not asking you to give me a glass of milk.
I don't think we have any.
I'm forcing you to. All right, let's get into this song. Okay. We had a lot to catch up on, so, like, you know, it's okay.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us. Our Patreon subscribers went up while we weren't posting, which is
we should not post more often.
Yeah, maybe we should just quit. Just let the subscribers hope.
Let that shit pile up, baby.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know if that was on mic, but that was crazy.
I tried my best to pull it away from the mic, but maybe I'll pick up. I burped in case it doesn't. But this is a Fall Out Boy podcast.
Yeah.
We are...
First-time listeners are fucking lost this shit.
We're 38 minutes in.
God damn.
You know, it's been a while.
It has been a while, yeah. We needed to catch up. I mean, we probably had an hour of catching up, like, as friends do, like, off-pod, so, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we've just been catching up.
Yeah.
I was running really quickly, and Carson caught up somehow. His speed has greatly increased since we last met each other. But something that has not increased is Fall Out Boy's discography since we've been gone. They haven't put out more music.
No, they haven't put out anything else.
But we listened to one that we haven't talked about yet. Mm-hmm. It's called...
It's hard to say I do when I don't. And it goes like this. And it's over. Oh, I missed that. I missed that a little bit.
Wow, didn't you guys miss that? You know, I have my friend of the show, Ryan, Ryan White. Ryan Douglas White. Douglas isn't his middle name.
I thought, that Ryan. Okay.
Yeah. Not
podcast Ryan. Yeah.
If you like Brandon Sanderson, check out his podcast with Whitney Jordan called Listener Cast. Pretty epic. But Ryan texted me the other day. He was like, Dawson, what happened to the podcast? And I was like, we just haven't been able to record. And he sent me one of the, it was like a cartoon image of like despair, like just distilled into it.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, thanks for sticking around. We didn't quit. Yeah. But, you know, it's hard to say I do when I don't. It's hard to listen to this song when I listen to it. Not really. I think it's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good. I think that this one is like, you know, this song was named, like, they had like a Fall Out Boy song titling contest that their fans entered into.
Mm.
And that's like how this song was named, which is pretty funny that like.
If you had never told me that, I would have never known.
It's pretty funny that they did that and they were like, bonus track. but I mean, it got released regardless.
That's like that kid who won the contest to be in High School Musical 3, and he was the very last bit of footage in the entire movie after the credits
had already started. Dude, he came and spoke at my church.
What?
Yeah. I have like a very weird story about that guy that we cannot go into.
Okay.
We cannot go into that.
That's insane.
We will be here for another hour if I go into that.
Oh.
An extra hour. Like, that's a full Patreon episode.
Holy shit. Well, maybe next time, I guess.
I know.
Okay. We are posting, there's a Tom Patreon episode we're posting.
Yeah. Yeah.
About this song called The Truth.
No More Lies.
It's a good episode.
It's a really good episode. I love that episode. Yeah. I lost my train of thought when you mentioned that guy because I never thought that guy would ever come up again in my life.
The song title.
The song title.
Being named by fans.
Yes. And so, that being said, it feels like they were like, well, if our fans are going to name this something like, oh, haha, this is the... it would be a funny thing to title a Fall Out Boy song, and now it's actually a Fall Out Boy song. The lyrics and instrumental are so Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where you're kind of, like, rolling your eyes.
Yeah.
I still like it a lot. It's catchy enough to where I'm like, this rocks.
It doesn't feel like it's from this album, though.
Like, it feels like a bygone era. Honestly, it feels like it's in between Take This to Your Grave and From Under the Cork Tree.
Yeah.
It might have been just something old that they were like, we need another track. Label needs us to throw another track on there for fucking the Japanese CD version or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just did it, you know? But, it's a neat little song. I like it. I don't think it's like particularly groundbreaking at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if it was on any full record, I'd be like, this should be cut.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's a bonus track and it's good is like, this is cool.
It kind of gives it a little grace.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if this was a main track and like, if we're just thinking about bonus tracks and main tracks, if this was on there instead of Gymnasphis, which Gymnasphis isn't even on there, but like in the hypothetical scenario, like if this beat out Gymnasphis, I'd be like, what are you guys doing?
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Do you think people love Gymnasphis so much because it's not on the record?
No.
Do you think it gets more grace because of it?
Maybe. I think it's a damn good song.
It's a great song. In theory, it should be on the record and Bang the Doldrums should not be.
Yeah. In a perfect
But that's world. Not how it worked.
We don't
know. Not how it worked out. Not how the cookie crumbled.
The cookie crumbled and it didn't crumble in a way that I expected.
The cookie crumbled and I didn't like the way it crumbled. So,
what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
The cookie crumbled.
And I ate it.
And I chowed down.
I was like a human vacuum.
I went to Insomnia Cookies with my girlfriend last night. And it was, I had never been there before.
Sure.
But it was really good. I ran into Jaden from Hospitality.
Oh, crazy.
Shout out.
We went to a crumble cookie?
Justin, not Jaden.
Whoa.
They have both their names start with a J.
So whoa, we're leaving that in for sure. Yeah,
sorry.
Me and my girlfriend went to a crumble cookie, which is a cookie dueling store that looks like an Apple store.
The dueling cookie faction.
Insomnia is way better.
Yeah.
We walked into Crumble and they had like, it was pretty early still. Like it was still like 5 or 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And they had like 3 different cookie options. And I was like, you walk into Insomnia at midnight and they got every cookie you can possibly conjure up in your brain. Mm-hmm. Just ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to throw in hot and just super ready to go.
They got at least 18 cookies that you can get.
You know what I think their business model is?
What?
I think every, like, just for me speaking personally, every 3 to 5 months, I would, like, run through a wall for Insomnia cookies. Mm-hmm. And, but, the other times of the year, don't eat it. Yeah. Don't eat it. I'm good. I don't eat Insomnia cookies tonight. I probably won't eat it tomorrow night.
I think I need it tonight.
There's a large amount of people that feel the same way as me. Mm. And we just all happen to be landing on different days where we would run through a wall for Insomnia cookies.
So it's like,
If there's a consistent Insomnia cookies customer, I hope he has some friends. You know, that's all I'll say.
Something's got to be like, are you okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
yeah.
This hypothetical person we've conjured up.
Well, you know how, like, we were talking about, like, Oreos and stuff, and, like, you can just go buy Oreos, you know? They're ready to go. They're that big. You know, you eat a sleeve, and then there's 2 more sleeves, so you gotta eat those, too. Mm-hmm.
Run through all of them.
You gotta run through them. Yeah, that's right. And then you can just go and get more. And then, like, that's like a depression. You clear a tray.
Yeah.
Or you clear a sleeve.
I did that so many times during lockdown.
For sure, dog. Yeah, no. Very common. But I think that, like, if you're depressed and you're ordering Insomnia cookies more than twice a week, like, get, like, serious help, dog. Like, get, like, extremely serious help.
Hit up your therapist, you know, find one if you don't find have one.
Yeah. Literally anything. Like, just do anything.
Talk to a person.
Yeah, for sure. Sorry, you were saying that you and your girlfriend went to Insomnia Cookies?
That was it.
Oh.
I had never been there before. It was really good.
Oh, that shit's good. Yeah. It's dope.
That's part of why I want to go again, is because I had never had it before.
Yeah, but, like, there will be a lingering period where you're like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then one night you'll be like,
well, like, I'm
fuck!
I'm just starting my cycle.
Sure, yeah. We're all on a different Insomnia cookies.
Yeah.
I'm
starting my insomnia cycle, and then, like, you know, if we're lucky and we're, like, good enough friends, ours will, like, sync up.
Sure, yeah. If we're around each other a lot, yeah, for sure.
Well, now that you're back and, like, we're going to be consistent with the podcast.
Dude, we're going to crave Insomnia cookies
at the same time. Yeah.
The first time I had that, it was in Statesboro, Georgia.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. And I remember we, like, got a tray of them, and I was like, all right, whatever. What the fuck is this? Like, why are we... We're doing, like, a full-blown cookie restaurant now? And I had it, and I was like, this is fucking awesome. And
we're doing a full-blown cookie restaurant.
I was like, we're doing a full-blown cookie restaurant for sure.
For sure. We're doing a full-blown meltdown right now.
I'm doing a full-blown cookie restaurant on your shit, dude.
I pull up, and I have a full-blown cookie restaurant.
Yeah. Pulling up with a full sleeve.
They're delicious.
They're delicious. And you're getting fucked.
At the same time.
At the same time, dude. Yeah, I'm not mad at this song.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. You want to do some lyrics?
Sure. Because, like, I think we've established that the instrumental and the melodies itself are not really anything out of the ordinary or special.
Pretty standard, over-the-plate FOB, you know? Mm-hmm.
This is some shit
that... stands for Fall Out Boy, if you're wondering.
I didn't know that, actually.
Where is my fucking...
Where is your phone?
Fuck damn phone.
You had it earlier.
It exists, for sure.
Are you sitting on it?
I could be sitting on it.
Did it fall like... Oh, you were sitting on it. It's back there.
What the hell?
What the hell?
I'm like David Blaine.
So true.
But fat.
I'm like... I got a Glock in my Rari. You know? Oh, have you seen, while we're pulling this up, have you seen the Ty Dolla $ign 2014 XXL Freshman Freestyle has had a resurgence?
No.
Dude.
I have not.
Do you remember that one?
No, but my Ty Dolla $ign knowledge is like...
I likes to get my dick sucked while I get high. Make a deep throw to mouth, never get dry. I know like the whole thing.
Whoa, okay. Is it going... viral again because it's dope, or...
No. It's, like, one of the worst ones
ever. Well, can I watch it, please?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Like, the thing with it, though, like, why it's so funny is because, one, it's really bad, and two, it starts out, the camera is so fucking close to him. He is up in there, and he's looking at you with, like, his fucking big blue eyes, and he's going, I likes to give my dick suck, and it's like, whoa! Back up! I just got here! You can't even see his hairline until like 18 seconds into the video.
Wow.
It's crazy. And he puts his head, like, he looks down at one point, too. You still can't see it.
Well, hang on.
I like...
You gotta stop.
That's been a stim for me lately.
I like to get my dick sucked.
I like to get my dick sucked while I get penis... Make it penis.
I forget what my stims have been recently, but they've been funny.
Yeah.
I had a good one that I couldn't stop doing. It was, though. I'll tell you what. That CU Space Cowboy tour.
Oh, man. I could
lots of stimming going on.
I could imagine.
Just all the time, constantly. Stateside was doing this bit where they go, fuck on you! Which was, like, so awesome until it wasn't.
Yeah. That's the whole shit with stims. It's like, you hear one for the first time, and you're like, that's awesome. And then you hear it for the millionth time, and you're like, that's not awesome.
Well, my stim has also been, my wife comes home with these no salt chips. Fuck you! No more bullshit! Hang on, I gotta watch this Ty Dolla $ign freestyle.
Oh my god. I'll put it up on the video.
Thank you. Thank you. Marker. Do you think will we get flagged on YouTube? Yo, the camera angle's so crazy.
It's so close.
Hang on. You wanna see if you could sync it to the audience?
Yeah.
Okay, here I go.
I likes to get my dick sucked while I'm getting high. Make a deep throw to mouth, never get dry. I say, who pussy is this? She say, dollar sign. Who pussy is this? She say, dollar sign. She strippin', still got a 9 to 5. Say that she mine, but that's a lie. These hoes will tell you anything. She want the money and the fame. Sausage niggas really don't be loving these hoes. These hoes don't be loving these niggas. Really, we all just want the money. Money, money, baby, baby. Push it, ain't baby. She say she got blunts. I said I only smoke papers. Come pick it with the tailors. Bunch of gangbangers. Pimps and players. Young money.
Do you see why I've been obsessed with that? Hey, do you want to hear something even crazier?
What?
I likes to give my dick sucked while I'm getting high. Make a deep throw to mouth, never get dry. I say, who pussy is this? She say, dollar sign. Who pussy is this? She say, dollar sign. She strippin', still got a 9 to 5. Say that she mine, but that's a lie. These hoes will tell you anything. She want the money, anything. Sounds what you know, but you don't be loving these hoes. These hoes don't be loving these niggas.
Alright, this is kind of nice with it on that one.
On the Midwest emo one, it kind of goes crazy.
Yeah. Like, it's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
But, like, you're fucking... That popped up back on my radar, like, fucking 8 months ago.
The problem is like, because that's going viral, JPEG Mafia is going to sample that in a song, like, very soon. And it's gonna be the hardest beat you've ever heard.
Yeah. That beat, like, it's just gonna be like some fucking. I liked it. My dick. And with like just
I liked it.
The drums are like the mic is like 12 feet away from the drums. It's like just fucking. You can barely make out what's happening with the percussion, but somehow you can still rock with it.
It's not dissimilar to. The bones are their money. Also.
Holy.
It's basically that. I mean, it's not far off. I have to watch it again. Oh my god.
It's so awkward without the...
She said, dumb son. Pussy is this, she said, down the sun.
She should have still got a 9 to 5. Can you believe he still had a career after that? Can you fucking believe
it? Oh, grueling. That's so funny.
Can you believe?
Holy shit. Dude, just this image alone. Holy fuck.
He's looking at you, man. Oh,
my lord.
I like to get my dick sucked while I'm getting penis. Penis throat. I say penis.
Stop talking. Stop talking. I have to calm down. It's the way he pans down, like...
It's like he's actually getting head while he's doing
it. Yeah, it's like he's looking down at it happening.
He's like, holy shit. I'm getting my dick sucked right now. And I'm getting high. Her mouth is not dry right now.
Like, oh, my lord.
Who out there is going like, man, when I'm getting high...
I like to find a good price on gasoline.
I don't like to get my dick sucked.
Or did I just fuck up? I'm
fucking with my diploma back there.
Oh, I'm gonna crush my diploma.
You gotta angle your chair like a...
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh my god. I'm gonna be awake for like 6 more hours since it's happened. Holy
Every
shit.
Time you close your eyes, Taj will be looking into
you. Oh, I'm crying, Dawson. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Holy shit.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it before now.
Well, I mean, I just don't, like, first of all, terrible rap name.
Yeah.
Also, this would have been when I was, like, too pretentious to watch the XXL Freshman.
I guess.
Because from, like, 2013 to... I don't want to admit this. Probably 2019. Ooh. I was like an asshole about mainstream rap.
Damn.
Yeah. It literally took me like... I mean, I liked Young Thug like a lot the whole time. But like mostly because it was like so funny. And it was just fun to scream something wrong with the pussy. but like... I was a dickhead about, like, mainstream rap for a long time. Mm-hmm. Which just resulted in me, like, showing girls JPEG Mafia when they were like, we're not doing this.
You did the thing. You scared the hoes before the album.
I did, but I feel like I had enough working knowledge of, like, I went to see No Name at one point. Like, it was, like, stuff like that, where it was, like, whatever, like, the big mainstream rapper was, I liked the underground or, like, the slightly alternative version of that.
Yeah.
This extended to Death Grips for a little while, too. Like, I wouldn't listen to Death Grips because I was just like, oh, no, it's not.
Too mainstream.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, no. I was a fucking...
What was the substitute for Death Grips?
Probably Peggy, because I was really early on to Peggy. Yeah. I've been listening to Peggy since, like, 2016, I think.
Mm.
Like... Early shit. The like communist slow jams, that EP. I remember when that came out and I was like, this is fucking dope. Mm-hmm. I definitely did not see that. I also was working at a rap studio where like liking any mainstream rap was like so lame.
Oh yeah.
Despite us working on a Bleep This Out record.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down right now.
Yeah, that can definitely not come out. I do not want people knowing that. Yeah, I mean, obviously I liked Kendrick, but...
That's like the... Like, who doesn't like Kendrick?
Well, it was because at the time it was still, like, underground. Until Damn hit, like, it was still, like, you know, kind of cool to like Kendrick, kind of. I guess...
Because
I hated Damn when it came out. Because I was a little dickhead. And now I love it, but, like...
Damn is a great record.
Damn's an awesome record, yeah.
Kendrick's trajectory has been interesting because, like this is, like, all common knowledge, basically. But, like,
yeah.
He's been... like, I knew about him. Like, I had at least heard the name before To Pimp a Butterfly had come out because Good Kid, Mad City made so many waves. And then To Pimp a Butterfly came out, and it was like, whoa.
I heard...
This is the best rap album ever made.
I heard Swimming Pools on a church retreat, hilariously. And I was like, that's a big song on the radio right now? Because, like, I could, you know... like look past it being like a hard song and be like, oh, that song's about alcoholism. Like, I was like, that's interesting. Like, but I want to say that someone had sent me Section 80 like a year before or something like that. This was back in the day when like you would send like YouTube full album links to people.
Yeah.
And I want to say my friend Akeen sent me Section 80 and I was like, this is cool. But then Good Kid, Mad City came out and I was like, yo, this is the shit.
That's
like,
the same guy? Like,
this is cool as shit. And, like, all the beat switches on that record, it was just, like, it was, at the time, it was unbelievable. And then, what's the unreleased song, the cartoon one? Between Mad City and To Pimp a Butterfly?
I know which one you're talking
about. That song came out. Marty is so bad with song titles, and it's rubbing off on me.
Marty's rubbing off on you?
Yeah, all the time. Oh, yeah. Okay. Just we sleep closer to each other than before.
Gotcha.
That song that came out, I fucking forget what it's called.
I forget it too.
Yeah, but that song came out and I was like that solidified it. I was like, yo, yes, I am a fan of this dude. Mm-hmm. And I saw him every time he came to Atlanta up until the fucking...
Mr. Morale.
Mr. Morale tour, yeah. I had seen him on every tour here.
Looking back is, like, insane, I think. Because that album's gotten a hell of a reappraisal, especially in light of the beat.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Interesting. People love that album now.
That's interesting because I kind of thought that it would be... I mean, it's still kind of always going to be the black sheep of the discography, I think. Because whatever he does next or whatever he has coming out this year... Does it look like he's going to drop this year or no?
I don't know if it's this year, but he definitely does have an album that he is...
There's a record for sure, yeah. I mean, like, whatever he drops next is going to be considered a classic. Like, yeah.
It's preloaded already.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, at least sales and streaming-wise, it is set to do well. Whereas I feel like Mr. Morale was like, there's too much time between records. Just that was the first problem. There was too much him coming off of being on the Baby Keem album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, too much meaning from that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where, like, they had, like, the Top of the Morning meme. Mm-hmm. And there was another one, wasn't there?
Family Ties.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So, like, I feel like people wanted, like, a fun Kendrick album.
Yeah.
And they did not get that at all, so...
It was interesting because, like, especially with that album coming out after, like, the George Floyd riots had happened, people wanted him to comment on that, and then they got a whole record of him being like, hey, don't look to me to comment on shit like this. And then everyone's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is not what I wanted to hear at all. And like, I wasn't in that boat, but I definitely, like, it bounced off me kind of.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is too much for me. And then I went back to it relatively recently and I was like, what the fuck? This shit is incredible.
But like, I'm not going to listen to... like, just straight up, like, and I really am not being a dick here when I say this, like, I'm not going to listen to We Cry Together.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not going to happen for me.
Yeah, that's a...
Or Auntie Diaries, really, because, like, that feels like it's a song made for people who, like, are not there yet, you know what I mean? Which is, like, I think it's a beautiful sentiment, but, like...
I think
the beat don't go off.
I think Auntie Diaries is like maybe one of Kendrick's most brilliant songs. It's like he writes this. Yeah. This song is written for people who don't really even consider trans people like at all, or if they do, it's like a vaguely negative thing.
Sure.
And like there was initially a lot of debate about his use of the funny word. But like, I think he uses it.
He can say the N-word.
No, not that.
Gotcha.
There was.
I mean, it's like Korn using the F-slur, sort of.
I think those are two very different.
Well, in the sentiment of the song. No.
I think.
You can believe that if you want.
I don't know. Like, I mean,
where do we stand on that song?
On Korn's one?
Yeah.
I would have to hear it.
Really? You haven't heard it?
Yeah.
But like, I will say, like, when I was getting called that word a lot, that song, like, meant the world to me.
Yeah.
So, I think, like, the sentiment of that song is, like, hold up, we're talking about Kendrick Lamar and his trans uncle, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think his use of that word, like, especially when you go into the lyrics and, like, how him using it evolves, like, he starts out, he says it a bunch, and then, like, by the end of the song, when he has come around and realized, like, how wrong he's been his whole life for thinking the way he did, he censors himself.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't say it.
Yeah.
And, like, it, when I noticed that, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
like, The storytelling on that track is incredible, and like the sentiment is beautiful, and I think like I don't know basically anybody who would listen to that track and go like, this is a novel way of thinking, because like that's just not the circles that I'm in.
Yeah,
but I like to think that at least one person has heard that song and like reconsidered their biases and like
thought
about shit differently.
I totally think that's the case. It's just like I don't know. Not totally geared towards my taste, I guess. But, like, I mean, again, beautiful song and, like, very wonderful sentiment and excellent storytelling. But, yeah, it was, like, that's a song you listen to when you're doing, like, a full album thing.
Yeah.
Which, like, I have so few, like, grabs from that album. Like, Savior's great and 95's great. Like, as far as, like, individual tracks I'll throw on. Title track is very good. Actually, the title track is maybe the best one.
Yeah, that shit's nuts.
That shit's sick.
Purple Hearts.
Yeah.
Purple Hearts is great.
That sounds good.
I think the opener is fantastic, too. Like, I don't dislike any of the tracks. I obviously never go out of my way to listen to We Cry Together.
Yeah.
And even when I'm listening to the whole record, sometimes I'll just skip it. He's like, I don't want to listen to this right now. That's most of the time.
I think it's cool that he made it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's like harebrained ideas that I have of like me coming to the band and being like, you know, the narrated version of Peter and the Wolf? We're going to do that with metalcore. And everyone's like, no, we're not. And I'm like, yeah, no. Good call for sure. Like,
and then Kendrick had that harebrained idea and made it a 6-minute song.
Yes.
And it's maybe the single most uncomfortable song I've ever heard.
Yeah, I don't love it. It's not a fun listening experience, but neither is like Godspeed You Black Emperor. So, well.
I would say that Godspeed You Black Emperor is.
Emperor.
Yep. I'm killing myself. is way more listenable than We Cry Together.
Did you see that they named their. Like, Godspeed is putting out a new album in, I guess, a few weeks? Mm-hmm. Did you see what they named their record?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, pretty baller move.
Baller, but also, like, it's so, like, we are not fucking around.
Yeah.
And,
For those who don't know, let me pull it up.
So wild. We're probably done talking about the Fall Out Boy song. I'll be real.
Listen.
Let's rate it and get out of here, because I got to go to the gym.
Hold on. I got to find the album title.
Skadoosh!
Godspeed You,
Black. Blammo!
New album.
Oh, I can tell you what the title is.
No title as of 13 February 2024, 28,340 dead. Which is...
The Palestinian death toll is of February 13th of
this year. Which is crazy.
It's a crazy thing to name your
like, yeah. Insane. That shit's...
Respect, though. I mean, like...
Oh, yeah. Crazy. Huge respect.
Yeah. I mean, like, that band has always been about what they're about, but, like, I saw that, and I was like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Did we even mention lyrics at all from... I don't think we did.
No, we didn't. But I also don't really care.
There's not really anything in
here. Look at them yourself.
I'm looking at
them. I was talking to the audience. Oh, we wanted to catch up. We'll do lyrics next week. It's fine. We want to hang out. We wanted to give you guys a fun episode of banter.
You're appealing to emotions that I simply do not have is pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, there was another one I liked. Hang on.
I think the fact that the main repeatable line of this song is "We're gonna shoot you" is
really "We're gonna shoot you" is really funny.
It's so awesome. Also, yeah. Considering that it's on the song that the fans named, it's like yeah. "We're gonna shoot you" for naming our song. This
it was this one here in the first verse. I really liked this one. I like to get my dick sucked all the time.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good callback.
Oh boy.
Yeah, let's rate this thing and get out of here.
Let's rape this thing?
Rape! Oh! With okay. A T! With a T!
Whoa, Dawson!
Okay.
7. 6.
I don't ever really want to return to this one, but like I don't dislike it at all.
On my next Infinity playthrough, I'm probably gonna let this one play.
Yeah.
Normally I skip it to get to, I guess, the end. I guess the end of it. Yeah.
The album. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gymnasphus is the last song, as far as you're concerned.
Yeah. On the deluxe edition. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a. Really standard, just nothing to write home about. I don't, and like even by terms of really standard Fall Out Boy songs, it's also nothing to write home about because they have more than a handful of those. What are you pulling up right now? I could have guessed.
Thank you. This is a blessing, dude. I am obsessed with this.
That's why I've been repeating it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's okay. You know, it's got a breakdown, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're going to shoot you being the main lyric is really
funny. It's funny, yeah.
You know.
I rock with this song. Like, I don't want anyone to think that I don't rock with the song.
This is definitely, like, it's from an era where the baseline quality for a Fall Out Boy song was usually around or above.
Yeah. I think the problem with it is... This is on an album with a bunch of songs that have extra stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
this just doesn't.
There's no extra stuff going on. It's just right over the plate.
Fall Out Boy. Here you go.
Yeah.
It's like a Hot Pocket.
Sure. Sure. It might be a little bit better than a Hot Pocket.
I don't know.
It might be like a Pizza Hut calzone.
I don't think I've ever had one of those.
I don't think I have either, but you know what I mean.
Do they have calzones?
Yeah, I was at one... An embarrassing tour story. There was 3 options of where to eat, and it was like a really shitty looking like Waffle House ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like they had roaches in there.
Awesome.
Brown tile flooring, always a bad sign. Yeah. It was that thing, McDonald's, and then a like Pizza Hut Express or something like that. It was like a standalone Pizza Hut.
Mm.
And I was like, I want Pizza Hut out of all 3 of these options because you eat McDonald's fucking every day on tour.
Mm-hmm.
They did have a calzone. Mm-hmm. And I tried to win my girlfriend an octopus out of the claw machine, and shit was rigged as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're squeezing every dollar they can get out of you out of that fucking Pizza Hut claw machine. Just wanted to win my girlfriend an octopus.
It worked, though. They got you.
They did. They did get me. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the fucking octopus, though.
You know what I didn't do? I didn't clap so we could sync so
the
audio in the, edit.
I'm sorry, babe.
Let me do that right now.
A late clap.
The latest clap, maybe.
You want to spin this wheel and get out of here?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, before we do that,
roll up that carpet.
Thank you so much for listening, if you're still listening. This is a long one, over an hour, easily. If you're not listening, don't know what to tell you, but I don't like you very much. Follow our bands at the Callous Dowboys on Instagram at Callous Dowboys on Twitter. Follow my band at Bummer Hill on Instagram at Bummer Hill ETL on Twitter. Follow the podcast at The Dreaded Wheel on Twitter and subscribe to our Patreon. Where for as little as $5 a month, you can get all of the benefits. And if you want to pay us more than that, you don't get anything else.
You get to see Dawson's penis.
Yep. You get to see my hog.
At the $100,000 tier.
If you send us $100,000.
Oh, I'm showing you everything.
I'm showing hog.
I'm farting on camera.
I'm showing hog. I'm showing hole. I'm showing balls. I'm showing it all, man. So
feet, armpits,
feet,
whatever you're into. I don't
armpits, got to bump it up to 150.
Nope. But I'll show you my armpits for
I'll show you my armpits
for 200 cash.
For the low price of $100,000 a month to our Patreon, you can get a picture of my penis,
a video of me farting,
and both of our taints.
Both of our taints.
Let's spin this
mine
wheel.
Looks like Gary, Indiana.
All right, the wheel's going. It is...
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, it's the Fall Out Boy cover.
It's Fall Out Boy covering the police. Roxanne.
Rocks! Okay, I peaked the audio with that one.
Yes,
that
you did.
An unpleasant sound. All right, bye-bye. Join us next week where we talk
Goodbye.
Even less about the song. Probably.